Good morning. Welcome to Mornings with Ken. Hey, you know the routine. Go get that cup of coffee. Go get that virtual donut. Pull up a chair, kick off those shoes, and stay a while. Because I'm really glad you're here. Hey, thanks for sticking around. I appreciate that. Hey, today we're in the Mornings with Ken mobile unit. That's right, we're taking the show on the road. So we are in my big mobile studio. That's right. So you're going to hear some car traffic and bumps and me slamming into telephone poles and bouncing off of cars. And so, you know, just you're going to have to put up with the noise. So, hey, today we're talking about white people. That's right, we're talking about all things white. White people, understanding white people. And you know, if you've been a listener of Mornings with Ken for any length of time, I like to have a little fun every now and then. So please don't be offended at this show. I have to shake things up. Yes, we talk about important subjects like mental health and music and politics a little tiny bit. I try not to, actually. But today we're talking about understanding white people. So a little fun thing we can do to start off the show here. Let's talk about six things about white people, okay? I'm shaking my little notes in my hand. Six things I bet you didn't know about white people. All right. Now, I'm white, by the way, if you ever, you know, for those that might be new to the program, I'm white, Caucasian, I'm American Caucasian. Wait, is that, can you say that? I'm Caucasian American. Yes, that's what I am. All right, let's go. Six things about white people that you probably didn't know. Number six. White women love the bassoon. The bassoon. I was, you know, looking up some interesting facts, and it was talking about why white people love the guitar, but the article morphed into that white women, they've found out, having an obsession with the bassoon. I don't even know if I'm saying that right, but, you know, that classical, acoustic instrument, the bassoon. Yeah, for some reason, more white women play the bassoon than any other race of people. Bet you didn't know that, huh? See, you learned something new on Mornings with Ken. Now, number five, I have a huge problem with number five, because I think it's just silly, and I don't know where they get this. I don't know where they get this information from, but number five, the typical white name is Yoder. The typical white name is Yoder. What? Are we all living in Amish country? I mean, isn't that a stereotypical a racist comment? That the typical white name is Yoder? 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 Yeah, we're the Yoder family. We live right next to the Miller family. Come on now. Yoder is where do these people come from? Germany or something? Like, Yoder is definitely a Amish or Mennonite name. You won't find many Yoders living in New York City or Philadelphia or Chicago or L.A. I mean, Yoder is not a widely known name for white people. Yes, if you're Amish, yeah, you're probably a Yoder or a Miller or a Lusumpakken, but come on now, that's so racist. But they say that it's the most typical white last name because 98% of all Yoders are white. 98% of all Yoders are white. I mean, come on. I'm surprised it's only 98% of all Yoders are white. I'm surprised it's not 100% of Yoders that are white. I mean, could you imagine a black guy down in Amish country with one of those long, like typical Amish beards? Like, hey, I'm a Yoder. Yes, Yoder. I'm the black Yoder. I'm very popular down here in Amish country. Yeah. Black Yoder man, they call me. I don't know, some reason that morphed into Jamaican. But, Yoder. And the other ones that came in as runner-ups for the most typical white name, last name. For one, they should use, like, European and not the term white. But and I don't believe this. Kruger and Mueller are the other two most typical white last names. Come on, what happened to Smith? You know, Davis? Come on now. I don't know. I don't know if this information's correct or not. Okay. Number four, let's move on. Number four, things you didn't know about white people. This is kind of controversial too. Whites drink 1/3 more alcohol than any other race. White people drink 1/3 more alcohol than any other race. I don't know how they did that. I mean, percentage-wise, if white people are 68% of the population in America, I don't know if they're doing it by percentage, but white people drink more alcohol than any other race. And typically, white women drink more wine than any other race. Because we know our white women are a little bit crazy. They got to suck down that wine. I don't know if that's right or not. Well, I don't know. I guess we got problems. Number three. Moving on. What do white people eat? Like, this is so, you know, stereotypical. Like, white people only do certain things. This is so racist. I'm writing a letter to Mornings with Ken. What do white people eat? White people eat vegetables, it says here. Just white people eat vegetables. No other race of people eat vegetables. So, white people eat 16 more pounds than African Americans eat. So, in 1 year, we'll eat 16 more pounds of vegetables than African Americans will eat. I don't know what to make of that. White people eat 16 more pounds of vegetables than African American people. Okay, I guess we love our veggies. And in a typical year, white people will eat 185 pounds of dairy more than non-whites. So in 1 year, a typical white person will eat 185 pounds of dairy 185 more pounds of dairy than any other non-white people. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, so we like dairy and vegetables. Who knew? I'm white. I didn't even know that. All right, number two. Number two, understanding white people. Let's get to know our white brothers and sisters. Number two, white people were the only race that had a higher percentage of zero to visit a museum. We came in at 1% of all white people will visit a museum. So let me read that again. White people were the only race that had a higher percentage of 0% to visit a museum. So 1% of white people visited a museum. Wait, that's awfully bad. No wonder museums are publicly funded. Nobody wants to go. Nobody likes going to museums. Because if white people were the only ones that had a higher rate of 0% to visit a museum, and it was only 1%, that means nobody likes to go to the museums. What's up with that? Close them down if nobody's going. If white people are only going only 1% of white people are going to museums, and that's higher than any other race, I'm not sure why museums are even open. Something's not making sense here. I don't know what's going on, man. Okay. All right. And let's end with number one, understanding white people. Fun facts you didn't know about white people. Fun facts you didn't know about white people. Did you know that of all the races, that only white people have an aisle in the grocery store just for themselves? Did you know that? Only the white race, white people, have an aisle in the store just for them. You know what aisle it is? Crackers. That's right, crackers. I'll be right back. All right, welcome back after that short little break. Hey, I just got off the phone with a friend of mine, and this friend, I asked him a quick question. I go, oh, I can't say his name. I don't want to embarrass him. But I said, tell me one thing good or bad about white people. Now I think my friend is racist. I think this friend of mine is racist because I said, tell me one thing good or bad about being white. He goes, white people have better hair. I was like, oh, you can't say that. That's so racist. But that's what he said. Oh, I have to talk to him. That's a racist comment. See how white people are? Darn it, these white people. Man. Okay. But anyway, we're back talking about understanding white people. You know, one thing to understand about white people, we don't wake up thinking about the color of our skin. Now, I'm not saying that's good or bad. See, because some of my black friends, you have to wake up every day thinking about the color of your skin in a sense of how you may be looked upon or the way you need to act a certain day. I learned that from a friend of mine. But us white people, we don't, like, that's not the first thing that crosses our mind. Or if we go out in public, where are we going? How do I have to act? You know, us white people, we don't think about that. Well, I shouldn't say that. Sometimes we do. I do. Like, if I'm going around a group of non-white people, I feel more at home with people that aren't white. I don't know why. I do. I feel more homey with more at home with people who are not white. Sometimes I don't know. I'm just your typical white person, as Obama said. No, what did Obama say? She was a typical white person. I don't know what typical white person means, but that was Obama back in 2000-something, 2008. So, hey, another friend of mine said, white people have no rhythm. Now, he's also a racist, too. That's terrible. Saying white people don't have any rhythm. Man, what's up with that? We got rhythm. Well, I'm rambling because I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to talk to you about something. So, anyway. The biggest person, or I should say the biggest, how should I word that? The person that influenced my life the most, that's not even right. One of the, a very important person in my life at a very young age, in the fourth grade, that influenced me was my teacher, Mrs. Hollinger. Mrs. Hollinger, she got married middle way through the year, so she changed her name to Mrs. Calhoun. Mrs. Calhoun. And I wish I knew what happened to her. Like, I don't know how old she figured she was in her 20s. So if I'm 50-something, 60, 70, she's got to be like 74, 75 years old, I would think, right? If I'm 54, say she was 20-something. So she's got to be 74, 75 years old, something like that. Anyway, Mrs. Hollinger, she was the kindest Christian woman in school that I knew. She was so kind. I was the new kid in school. Not only I was the new kid, I was a new white kid in school, in a mostly black school. I was the only white kid in the school. She was a kind Christian lady who, well, you couldn't do this what she did nowadays. She would have been fired immediately. I remember in her class, in the summertime, she went on missions trips with her church. And I remember her showing me, the class, clips of her on mission trips. And I thought, you know what? You can't do that nowadays. But as a kid, that influenced me greatly because I grew up in church and she was just so kind. She really took me under her wing. She saw how I was being treated by the other kids in the class, and she kind of took me under her wing and really cared for me at a very difficult time in my life. In the fourth grade, when you already feel awkward, you're the new kid, you feel like you don't belong, you're white, everybody else is black. And it was very, you know, very kind of her to take care of me the way she did. So she was one of the people in my life that really helped mentor me at that young age, and just kind of like a mother. She was almost like she mothered me a little bit. And she also challenged me to accept my circumstance. And she was just a lovely, kind lady. And I wish I would have gotten a chance to thank her years later for her kindness, her loving, and her compassion. What a wonderful, sweet lady. So, and one more thing. More about me being white. No, I this person's not a friend of mine. He is a black gentleman, but he's not a friend of mine. I have to do business with this guy, per se. He's a nice guy. We could chat, and we do chat. But it's not like he's a personal friend of mine. But he shocked me one day. He was watching television, and Donald Trump, the news was doing a story about Donald Trump. And he just started ranting and raving about how the media treats Donald Trump. This is a black guy. Black guy. Find out he loved Donald Trump. He liked everything Donald Trump stood for. He liked his policies, his financial policies. He liked the direction Donald Trump was taking the country in. And I'm not talking, this wasn't some wealthy, up the person with means. He was someone from the inner city, and he told me how, in his opinion, black voices don't get to be heard inside the church. I should say conservative black voices don't get to be heard inside the church or in politics because the people in charge of the black voices shut them down. And we as white people only get to hear the very liberal and very racial tension from certain people. Whereas his belief was, he just didn't have that mindset. He had a mindset of working, doing, and being successful and not blaming others for anything. So, hey, I do need to close the show. I don't have time for that. But, hey, that's just my little experience, little comments on being white. And according to my friend, white people have better hair. I didn't say that. He did. He's the racist. I'm not. I don't even agree with that. But anyway, you guys know I'm just being silly, right? The opinions and views expressed on Mornings with Ken are not necessarily that of Mornings with Ken. So I'm just having a little fun. That's all, folks. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So you guys go have a great day. I love you. Bye-bye now.